Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. Coming to you live another Wednesday afternoon right here on 106.3 WJNI. Listen, I'm excited. This Thursday, on December the 10th, we are starting our 21-day prayer campaign. And I want to invite you to join me on this 21-day prayer journey. We're starting on tomorrow, leading up to December 31st. God spoke to me, and he told me before we go into the year 2021 to raise up 210 prayer partners. And I'm somewhere around 180, 190. And so I'm still looking for about 20 to 30 more prayer partners to make my prayer campaign complete. Again, I'm looking for 210 people who will join me in prayer for 21 days. You don't have to leave your church. You don't have to change your denomination. All you have to do is just be willing to pray and partner with me in prayer for the next 21 days. And those of you that would like to become a prayer partner during this prayer campaign, you can text me at 843-425-1509. Let me give it a number one more time, 843-425-1509. And we are going to send you a prayer guide that's going to help you pray with us for 21 days. The prayer guides will be going out on this evening so we can start our 21-day prayer campaign on tomorrow. So again, if you would like to be a part of the prayer campaign and you want to receive the prayer guide for 21 days, every day we have a different word that we're going to target as our prayer focus, along with some prayer declarations and scriptures every day. And so I'll be inviting you to join me at 6 a.m. on the prayer line, as well as 8 p.m. on the prayer line, as well as virtual platforms as well. So 21 days, we're going to be praying, seeking the face of God. Now, let me say this. Someone asked me the other day, they said, is there a special call? Is there a special call to be an intercessor? And so I begin to explain to them that an intercessor is a person who chooses, who makes a conscious decision to stand in the gap and pray for others. I think we miss it, because sometimes we, this title, intercessor, I think we make it more than what it really is, in the sense of one who is a pastor, one who is a prophet, one who is a teacher, an apostle or evangelist. That is a gift, that's a calling, whereas an intercessor can be an individual who makes a conscious decision. I want to stand in the gap without receiving a quote-unquote call, all right? So I think sometimes some people are afraid of prayer campaigns and afraid of being an intercessor because they feel like there's supposed to be a special call to be an intercessor. However, Luke 18 says men ought to always pray. So prayer is a clarion call. Prayer is a ministry that everyone should participate in, regardless of your position or title in the body of Christ. I have an intercessor prayer manual. So if you're interested in understanding what it means to be an intercessor, if you reach out to me, 843-425-1509, I'll be more than happy to email you this manual. It is absolutely free. The manual consists of about 17 to 20 pages of information on how to really walk in this assignment as an intercessor. Again, I'll send it to you absolutely free. We normally charge at least $20 for this manual, but if you're interested in really tapping into that prayer anointing and becoming an intercessor, I will bless you with this manual to help you understand your assignment as an intercessor. One of the things you must understand when we start talking about prayer, there are different prayer settings. Number one, the first type of prayer setting is a personal prayer setting. According to Matthew 6:6, the Bible tells us to enter into our prayer closet. The personal prayer setting is when you spend time alone with God, just you and God, developing your personal relationship with God, because, of course, If you're going to be an intercessor or an impactful intercessor, you need to spend quality time with God developing your personal relationship, all right? So the first type of prayer setting is the personal prayer time. The second type of prayer setting is the corporate prayer. Corporate prayer is when you join in with a group of other believers for a specific time of prayer, targeting a specific need. You will find that in Acts, the 12th chapter. And all of this that I'm sharing is in the manual. So if you reach out, we'll get the manual to you. The second type of prayer, corporate prayer, we'll find that in Acts, the 12th chapter, verse 5. All right, when Peter was locked up in jail, you find a group coming together with a common cause, ready to pray and intercede. And as a result of that corporate prayer, Peter was delivered out of the hands of the Jews who were set to kill him. All right. Then number three, the third type of prayer setting is the intercessory prayer setting. All right. According to Romans 8 and 26, where the Spirit of the Lord begins to pray through us. And when the Spirit of the Lord prays through us, the focus is strictly on the needs of others. So to be an intercessor, you must be willing to stand in the gap and pray for others. Now, if you do your research, there's a difference between supplication and intercession, all right? Typically, supplication is one praying for an individual who has a relationship with God. That's supplication. Intercession is when typically you're praying for someone who does not have a relationship with God. So there is a distinct difference between prayers, intercession, and supplication. You'll see that in the Bible. So the different types of prayer settings, number one, personal prayer, two, corporate prayer, three, intercessory prayer, all right? Now, when you begin to develop the setting and begin to identify the setting and create a setting for prayer, there are different styles of prayer, all right? So number one, you have what I call systematic prayer. This is where you develop a prayer regimen, okay? Whether it is documented or memorized. And that's what I'm going to be giving out during this 21-day prayer campaign. It is a systematic prayer where all of us that are on the prayer campaign, it will be 210 of us praying. We all will be praying the same thing, a systematic prayer. It's a daily regimen, okay? It is documented, and some will go on to memorize it, but it is a written prayer. This requires discipline because sometimes we get in prayer, we just start praying for this, praying for that. We're praying for the CIA, we're praying for the police department, we're praying for the president, we're praying for the neighbor, we're praying for the cousin, and sometimes our prayer could be scattered. Whereas when you are intercessor, you have to be disciplined enough to develop a systematic prayer where your prayer is focused and it is intentional. The second style of prayer is what I call sacrificial prayer. Sacrificial prayer is when God is stretching you. Typically, this is a time of prayer when God calls you to wake up early in the morning or late at night. You also could write down in your notes, sacrificial prayer is usually implemented during unusual times. So sacrificial prayer, again, is when the Lord wakes you up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning or late at night, 11, 12 o'clock at night. This type of prayer requires submission to the will of God. Sacrificial prayer requires submission. So that means you got to be willing to get up out of that bed. You got to be to work at 8, but the Lord will wake you up at 3 o'clock and say, get up and walk the floor. Start praying. And all of your flesh want to lay in that bed. But then your spirit says, not my will, but your will be done. Sacrificial prayer is another style of prayer. Third style of prayer is what I call spontaneous prayer. This is when the Spirit of the Lord will quicken you to begin to pray while you're driving, cleaning the house, lying in the bed. Just this morning, I was at the church. We're getting some upgrades and renovations done to our Goose Creek location. I went into the sanctuary just to cut the heat on. And when I walked into the sanctuary, the power of the Lord hit me. And about 20 minutes, I got caught up in the presence of the Lord just praying and walking through the sanctuary. The Lord began to bring faces to me, and I began to intercede and pray for these people, all right, that the Lord was bringing before me. So that's a different style of prayer, spontaneous prayer, all right? God will call you to an unscheduled time of prayer. This type of prayer requires sensitivity and boldness to pray. Sensitivity and boldness to pray, all right? My mind was not on prayer at that particular time. I was focusing on getting the sanctuary warmed up, preparing for the workers to come in and do the work. I was not focusing on prayer at that time, but because I am sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord turned that moment of preparation for manual labor into a time of intercession. So you have to be willing to respond to the spontaneous moments of prayer. That means you have to be sensitive, all right, and bold enough to pray. Number four, the fourth style of prayer is setting an atmosphere, all right? Setting the atmosphere through prayer. That's a strategic time of binding and loosing, decreeing and declaring, taking authority over anything that comes to hinder the flow of the Spirit. And so this type of prayer, typically it's for people who serve as intercessors in the local assembly, all right? This is why prayer warriors should not get to church late. Intercessors should not get to church late. Prayer warriors and intercessors should be the first on the premises. Come on. Before the musicians get there, before the praise and worship team get there, before the pastor get there, before the ushers get there, intercessors should be the first ones in the building. After the doors are open, intercessors should be the first one walking through the sanctuary, decreeing and declaring, binding and loosing, creating an atmosphere, all right? Create an atmosphere for the praise and worship team to flow. Create an atmosphere for the musicians to play under the anointing. Create an atmosphere, all right, so the ushers can serve with joy. Create an atmosphere so the youth leaders can pour into the young people. Create an atmosphere so the preacher can preach with power. You know, I was raised in an old school church, all right, Church of God in Christ. I'm third generation of Church of God in Christ. And I remember the mothers on the front row. Their assignment was, while pastor was preaching, their assignment was to pray the pastor through. And we saw miracles, signs, and wonders. There were certain things that would try to disrupt the service. Pastor did not have to stop to deal with it. The mothers, come on, the missionaries, they had the atmosphere on lock. Watch this, in the spirit. Come on, now we have security officers in the church with guns, and we have security in the sanctuary. We have that now, armor bearers and all that. But I come from a generation of church. There were no armor bearers. There was no armed guards at the doors, but we had prayer warriors strategically set around the sanctuary that if anything popped off, come on here, they would shut that thing down in the spirit. So that's another style of prayer, setting the atmosphere through prayer, all right? And this requires discernment and spiritual authority. Setting the atmosphere requires discernment and spiritual authority, being able to discern what we need to pray for, being able to discern what we need to bind and loose in the atmosphere, all right? Again, growing up in church, somebody came in, getting ready to serve, and their spirit was off. The mothers would see it in the spirit, say, come here, baby, come over here. Let me pray for you. Let me get your spirit together before you get up there and sing. Come on, let me get your spirit together before you get on the instruments. I know we don't have that no more, but we need to go back to that. Setting the atmosphere, all right? Number five, let me move on because I got so much information I want to give you in a few moments here. Number five, the fifth style of prayer is surrogate prayer. This is when you begin to pray for others for specific needs to be met, using your skill in the spirit to effectively pray with and for another. Now, this type of surrogate prayer requires having a heart for people. All right? You have to experience, oh, this is powerful. You have to experience the love of Christ and be willing to share the love of Christ. Surrogate prayer, being willing, all right, to see the need. Pray for that person. Stand in the gap, all right? It requires, again, a heart for people. It also requires experience in prayer and knowledge of the word. So if you're going to stand in the gap through surrogate prayer, you need to know the scripture. You need to have a personal experience with Christ, all right? So you can be able to minister to that person one-on-one. I got more notes here, but I'm going to quit on that particular point. So as intercessors, we must be able to discern and cultivate settings, and then we must be able to discern and execute various styles of prayer so we can be effective as prayer warriors. This is why I want you to join me on this 21-day prayer campaign, because I'm going to be teaching and I'm going to be sharing out of this manual to help strengthen your prayer life. I'm telling you, the more you pray, the greater the prayer life, the greater the power. Not only just power to lay hands on the sick, cast out devils, speak in tongues, but he'll give you power to execute, all right? Momentum, strategies, wisdom, creative ideas, resources are birthed out through prayer. This is not just for ministry, but some of you need to join this prayer campaign for your business, all right? Some of you are managers and leaders, and you're building non-for-profit organizations, you're community leaders. You need to be a part of this prayer campaign so you can receive wisdom, strategies, knowledge, understanding on how to function and flow on the next level. There is something about being an intercessor and a prayer warrior, all right? Intercessors and prayer warriors do not gossip. They do not participate in gossip. They do not participate in negative conversations or anything that causes division, all right? Number two, real intercessors and prayer warriors, they do not repeat personal prayer requests. So they understand the power of silence. They understand how to keep things in confidentiality. Number three, real intercessors and prayer warriors do not operate in the spirit of offense. All right. Number four, they do not speak against others or entertain anyone that tried to speak against others. All right. Intercessors are not renegades. They do not run around just laying hands on anyone and prophesying and giving out impartation without being released by proper spiritual authority. All right? So some of you encounter people like that in the workplace, your family members, in your community. Come on, some people, they have no restraints. They have no discipline. They just prophesying everywhere they go. They're in a restaurant prophesying. They're in the movie theater prophesying. Target prophesying. Walmart prophesying. And the truth be told, all right, there is a legal way to operate in the realm of the spirit. The Holy Ghost is intelligent. When I was being trained as a 15-year-old minister, my pastor taught me as a young man, the Holy Ghost has restraints. It is intelligent, all right? You're not out here just causing a scene and acting crazy and making the kingdom look like it's just a bunch of confusion. So intercessors understand how to operate under a spiritual authority. Intercessors walk in love, humility, and forgiveness. All right? Intercessors and prayer warriors are not boastful. They're not puffed up. They're not lifted up. And here's one. This is not in my notes, but it just dropped in my spirit. We that are intercessors and prayer warriors, we do not steal God's glory. We do not steal God's glory. We understand as intercessors and prayer warriors, we are only vessels. So when people are healed, delivered, set free, all right, prophetic words come to pass. There are moves of God that take place as a result of our time of prayer. We do not take the glory. We give it all to God. And here's last but not least. As intercessors, we operate strictly and solely under the anointing, and we do not operate in our flesh. All right. So if God didn't say it, we don't say it. If God don't tell us to do it, we don't do it. And so all of this information I'm going to be teaching during this 21-day campaign. Now, listen, I want you to make plans to join me tonight at 7:30 p.m. I'm going to pick up this teaching to really help us understand our role and our assignment in the realm of the spirit as intercessors and prayer warriors. Oh, my God. Okay, the Lord said, give them one more thing. I'm going to give you one more thing. See, you got to be sensitive to the spirit of the Lord. He said, give them one more thing. Okay, so many times Individuals struggle with intercession because they are afraid to pray in public. They don't know how to pray in public. They sense the call of God upon them to pray. They feel like the Spirit of the Lord is leading them to pray. So this is just a few things that will help you develop your public prayer life, all right? Number one, you always start every prayer with Father God in the name of Jesus, all right? Now, this is not the only way to pray. Let me make that clear. Not the only way to pray, but this is just a few keys to help you strengthen your prayer life. You can start your prayer with Father God in the name of Jesus, all right? Number two, always profess forgiveness and purification through the blood of Jesus, all right? So when you start your prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we receive forgiveness. Thank you for washing us in your blood. We are cleansed. We are made whole. We come boldly before the throne of grace, making our requests known unto you. Then point number three, then you can go into praise and adoration. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We glorify you. We acknowledge you as King of Kings, your Lord of Lords. We lift you up. We thank you. We're in great expectation of what you're going to do. You have never left us. You have never failed us. You'll never let us down. All right. Then after your praise and adoration, then you can go into making your petition. So, Father, we come before you standing in the gap for Brother ABC. Brother ABC needs a miracle. So, Father, work a miracle in his life. Whatever it is, make that petition clear and known. You do not have to sugarcoat your prayer petition with a bunch of colorful and flowery words, all right? God already knows. So just be straight and direct with God. God, we need a miracle, all right? Number four, after you made your petition known, now you have to proclaim the word that guarantees your petition. This is why you need to have a command on the scripture as it relates to your petition. Every scripture pertaining to your petition, then you begin to get that word and declare the word, all right? Ephesians 3 and 20, you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ever ask or think. You know, just go ahead and quote the scripture, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. So according to your scripture, we decree and declare that we will not want for anything. Psalms 84, no good thing will you withhold from us, all right? So now you proclaim the word that guarantees your petition. And then the sixth point, when you're praying and interceding, now you start making your faith declaration. So, Father, we decree that is already done. By faith, we decree and declare the man is saved, the man is healed in Jesus' name. According to Isaiah 53 and 5, by the stripes of Jesus, Brother ABC is already healed. We make our faith confession. After the faith confession, we go back into a time of praise and worship. God, we praise you. We glorify you. It's already done. We don't wait till the battle is over, but we shout right now. We lift our voice. We honor you. We'll bless the Lord with all that is within us. We give you glory. We give you praise. And then you can go ahead and close out your prayer. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. We believe that we receive according to Mark 11 and 23. In Jesus' name we pray. All right. So I just gave you about 8 steps on how you can be effective in your public time of prayer. Again, all of this is in this manual. You got to get this manual. I'll be here all day teaching out of this manual. But this is my assignment, to raise up intercessors and prayer warriors. If you come to Improving Lives Church, I'm sure you can find about 80% of our church can tell you that since they've been connected to Improving Lives Church, their prayer life have gone to another level. Even the kids, the little kids, are walking around decreeing and declaring. Come on. I'll tell you this quick story, then I'm going to wrap this up. One of my daughters wanted to go to a particular school, and I said, you ain't going to that school. That tuition is crazy. It's too high. You're not going there. My daughter looked at me. She said, I believe by faith I'm going to that school. She said, I decree and declare I'm going to that school. By the time it's time for me to sign up, I don't know where the money coming from, but God going to give you the money so I can go to this school. My daughter now, back then I think she was about 13, made a faith confession. And sure enough, when it was time for school to start, guess what? She was enrolled in that school because of her faith. So this prayer culture and this atmosphere that we're building here at the Improving Life Church, I promise you, it will take your prayer life to a whole nother level. Join me tonight, 7:30 p.m. You got to come out tonight to be a part of this time of teaching, instruction, and impartation. The service begins at 7:30 p.m. We're meeting here at the Improving Lives Church. The address is 402 Liberty Hall Road, Goose Creek, South Carolina. Again, 843-425-1509 is the number that you can text if you would like to be a part of this 21-day prayer campaign. All right? I don't mind sharing this manual with you. It is loaded with information. Loaded. Oh, my God. What else is in here? Not only is the teaching in here, but I got some prayer declarations in the back of this manual that I promise you is going to take your life to the next level. So come on, join me for the 21-day prayer campaign. It's absolutely free. We're not selling anything, no games, no gimmicks. The Lord just told me to raise up 210 people to pray with you. So I'm obeying God. And I believe out of my obedience, somebody's going to be blessed. So if you're one, you heard this teaching on today, you said, Bishop, I think I need to connect with that prayer campaign. I think I need to be a part of that. Well, the number again is 843-425-1509. If you feel like you need to activate your prayer anointing, there are some of you that are listening and you know your church needs some more intercessors. You know that your ministry, your pastor, come on, your church needs a stronger intercessory team to come on and be a part of this campaign so you can get the information, get the manual, go back to your church and strengthen the intercessors in your church. You'd be surprised. You have some people who are sitting there. They feel the unction. They have the desire to pray, but no one have taught them how to pray. You could be that person that God will use to raise up some intercessors in your church. Every pastor needs intercessors in their church. And I don't care what denomination you are. I don't care if you're Baptist, Apostolic, Pentecostal, Word of Faith. I don't care what denomination, Reformation, organization, fellowship. Everybody needs prayer warriors in their church. And so this is going to be a strategic time to raise up these prayer warriors. All right, that's my cue. I got 2 minutes. Glory to God. All right, so listen, the number again to be a part of this prayer campaign, 843-425-1509. Let me give you the address where you can meet me tonight, 402 Liberty Hall Road, Goose Creek. All right, and again, we're starting at 7:30 p.m. with prayer. You'll see our intercessors in action tonight. They're going to be walking the floor praying. And I'll be right up at the praise and worship. Minister Mario Desashore, he's been leading praise and worship for us every Wednesday night. And right after praise and worship, I'll be up teaching and pouring into the people on tonight. I feel something unusual about tonight. I feel tonight is going to be a night of activation. There are some of you that are listening. That anointing is on the inside of you. It's been lying dormant. But I feel tonight will be a night of activation. So come on out and be activated during this service on tonight. All right. Again, this is Bishop Fowler, the senior pastor of the Improving Lives Church. We are located at 402 Liberty Hall Road, Goose Creek, South Carolina. That number to join the prayer campaign is 843-425-1509. The prayer campaign starts tomorrow, December the 10th. We're meeting at 6 a.m. on the prayer call and in the evening time for a spontaneous time of prayer, all right? So be a part. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you join me back Friday, all right? I got a whole hour on Friday. They're kicking me out now. My time is up. Friday, I'll be back 12 noon. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name.